Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We're tonight's guest, founder of the Vibe Tribe, Christina Lopez McLaughlin.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Samuel J. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have raised a few eyebrows here and there doing a thing or two or saying a thing or two. One of the things I've said recently is stop listening to your heart. And I've explained it, I even think on this show a couple times, and that is, you know, so many of us are not living in our heart. And so we go decades and decades listening to our head and our fears and our worries and our programming and all of that. And then somebody comes along and says, listen to your heart. And so people get quiet for a moment and they go, oh, my heart's telling me to do all the same things that I was doing when I was listening to my head because they're listening to their head. So, okay, sorry. Because it can be hard to switch over. Can I get an amen? No. So anyway, so I've just discovered a new thing that I want to start saying that I get to talk about and maybe turn some heads. And that is, don't play like a child. Don't go back to your childhood. Okay, I haven't figured out exactly how to say it yet, but this is how it came up, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was with a friend of mine, and we were at this Hyatt Flutin resort, and there was the adult, conservative, professional, whatever, really fancy pool, and then there was the kids' pool. And so in the adult pool were only adults, and my friend and I were sitting there, and we were there most of the day and eating and drinking and all that stuff. And she would get up, go to the bathroom, and come back, and get up and go to the bathroom, and come back. And at one point she said to me, have you noticed that those obnoxious ladies in the pool have been drinking beer for the past 4 hours, and not one of the seven of them has gotten up and gone to the bathroom? And I said, no, don't tell me that. I didn't notice. I didn't even think about it. Why would you say that? And she said, I'm just saying, I'm not swimming in this pool after now, you know, starting now. And I thought about it, and I thought, that's like a childish thing to do. Get out of the pool. And so the point that I'm making, like I just even blew my mind by saying that right now. The point I'm making is that we have been, as children, we get indoctrinated with certain ways of being, partying, or it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that. And the children aren't even connected with their heart. And so when we go back to being childlike, sometimes we go back to bad behavior as opposed to genuine joy and love and openness and heart-centeredness. So I think these are things that we really need to think about. And I thought about this because our guest today, in a certain way, or many ways, I should say, helps people do that, helps companies do that, to get to the truth of who they are, to the joy of who they are, to the love of who they are in a very brilliant way. She's a conduit for awesome vibes. And frankly, so is our musical guest. So we've got some awesome vibes in the studio today. I can't wait when we come back with our guest, Christina Lopez McLaughlin, and our musical guest, Samuel J., all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger. And Mark, I can't believe I just said all that.
Don't they have that stuff that
you know, it turns blue if you've been in the pool.
We talked about that too. She's like, I'd like to go. She says, I'd like to go drop a blue thing right next to them while I'm swimming.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Exactly. But now, there's got to be a good moral here somewhere.
There's going to be a lot of morals that that come through the show. I'm really, really excited. Christine is a new friend, and Samuel is a longtime friend, and we couldn't have two more beautiful, committed, magically multifaceted people that could to share some of these perspectives with today.
Awesome. Well, here she is. She's Christina Lopez McLaughlin. She is the founder of the Vibe Tribe. She's also a global citizen, a Mother Nature lover, and like I said, a conduit for awesome vibes. As a matter of fact, that's what we call our show. Be a conduit for awesome vibes. Here's Christina Lopez McLaughlin. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Why'd you high-five me after the monologue?
Because that story just went from not listening to your heart to a pool and then beer and then retaining the beer.
Or not retaining.
Or not retaining. And then offline it was about, I can't say that.
Okay, okay. So but this was inspired by you because you are like so much. You are so everywhere.
And
you're doing so many. You're doing so many things. Like really.
Yeah, doing so many things and trying to keep that contained, you know, in my heart center, not necessarily listening to my heart, but keeping it integral.
Oh, no, I think you could listen to your heart and you probably do. So, but let's start. There was a time when?
There was a time when, about maybe 3-4 years ago, when I wasn't tuned into my heart or the essence of who I was. There were... Before the show, we were talking about onion layers, right?
Right.
So there are many, many layers to the core of really, ultimately, who I am and the essence of who I am. And the unpeeling of that had to shift over the past 3-4 years because for 20 years I was corporate, no judgment to the corporate world at all, but I was living a life with... Do you call them blinkers here in the States?
Blinders
on just seeing some kind of tunnel vision and unaware with everything pretty much that I was doing, how I was communicating with other human beings, what I was buying, what I was doing for work. So all the layers of really how I was living my life till a few aha moments really appeared. And had to look at that person in the mirror and hold her with respect and love and honor that and in all the facets that I am and have the courage to step out of my own way and every day check in and ask myself, why are you doing this? Why are you collaborating with certain people? Why are you working with certain brands? Why are you doing this?
When we look outside and wonder if anybody sees us doing something, it's easier to do certain things when we're always looking outside because nobody's watching. Mm. I can get away with this.
Yeah.
But when we're looking from the inside, it's harder to get away with stuff.
It's harder because for me, you know your truth.
Mm.
You can't... Can you swear on this show? Not really.
Depends on what you want to say.
BS. You can't BS.
No, you can't say that.
Bachelor of Science?
Yeah, Bachelor of Science, MSc, PhD. You can't fool yourself because you know. I know.
Yeah.
That this is not the best decision, but majority of us will go down that and the lessons will always keep showing up till we learn them. And that's my big takeaway from life is like when people go, why is this happening again? Or why this and why that? It's like, well, dig deeper.
Mm.
Go deep.
Mm.
Use time and space to go deeper and without fear, with love of self and joy of self. But that's hard work. What I'm saying is not easy to
do.
Yeah,
it takes a lot
of courage.
Yeah.
You know, you left out a little juicy thing. The kind of life you were living, I think, is relevant because, you know, you could do that. You could have still done that.
Mm.
Can we just give a little taste of a day in a life of
day in the life of my upbringing. So I moved around the world every 2 to 3 years because my father is in the hospitality industry. So every 2 to 3 years, we were posted around the world. And my home was hotels. Mm-hmm. And my bedroom was usually a hotel suite. Mm. And my kitchen was the phone, dial 3 for room service. And my transportation was dial 1 for concierge, the car. And I am blessed to have experienced that. And that's what gave me the opportunity to travel and see the world. And I wouldn't say it was a curse. It was just the life that I was given. And that's all that I knew was vertical towers. And I did a post on my Instagram when it was Earth Day. And I said, buildings were my trees. Chlorinated pools were my ocean. Mm. My mm. nourishment came in a trolley. And that's what I knew. No good, no bad. But now, through the eyes of a child, really, and through the heart of curiosity, I'm now, that's why I put Mother Nature Lover. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? It's a tree that I can climb and I can swim in the ocean and I don't need to, and I can ground on the grass.
See, that's connecting with true child essence and energy. That's
and
it.
And my brothers think their sister's gone a little bit loopy because I take my shoes off now and I'll be all about grounding. And this is new to me. Mm. I probably am an 8-9-year-old when you put me out in nature now. And
whoa,
so
it's
kind of, you should come for a hike
with
me.
Let's go play. I know, I was really thinking that, but you're not here for very long.
Nope. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. if these guys have anything to do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Awesome. I was thinking how, we won't get into this, but how we were talking about before the show, in relationship, how it's hard for somebody who doesn't love themselves to actually love somebody else. So in a similar way, you know the corporate world, and you also have now this deep, grounded connection, right? And so
and work in progress.
Work in progress, good for you. And you're expanding and you're discovering. So to help corporate companies, and when we come back, we'll talk about this, because you also, amongst other things that we'll talk about, you help, you're like a brand consultant for ethical products and sustainable businesses and organizations that are doing good in the world and that kind of thing. Yeah. So you having your own connection is, I think, and also the corporate experience coming together in a beautiful way to help
bridging those worlds. Yeah.
Yes, beautifully said. Thank you.
That's the juicy part. I was just going to say that's where the juice.
That's the
happens.
Magic
that's
right
the
there.
Magic.
And then we left out the part that you were actually in corporate.
In corporate.
Yeah.
Like even working for a government division. So like in corporate.
Yeah, about as in corporate as you can get.
Yeah, interesting process that. So, and that's when, again, listening to the heart and that whole intuition, you know your truth. Like, you know, when you walk in and you're like, this isn't for me.
Oh, we have about a minute, but was there like something major that said, I'm not supposed to be here? Was there something that just...
Waking up without joy.
That's
a pretty powerful something.
Well, you know, like waking up and going, and that little minute ounce of whether it was fear or, lack of a better word, dread, or just that when you wake up, you're like, oh. Who wants to wake up like that every morning? So when you do, you're like, I'm not on the path. For me, okay? So I'm just speaking about my experience. I'm not on the path if I wake up with that feeling. So go find it and honor yourself and honor yourself. It's scary. It's like it's every day, you know? Honor yourself and do the work. Yeah, that's kind of check in. Why are you laughing?
Because there's
I'm funny.
No, it's not that. It is funny in the sense that I'm happy laughing because I'm seeing your process and you're allowing the process and saying this is it. I have to say, actually, you literally just got off a plane and came into the studio and worse than that, the plane was one thing from New York to here. Then you had 3 hours of traffic or something.
With Mark.
Yeah, with Mark. That's the good news. Okay,
that's
we'll
right.
be
that's
right back. I was trying to, forget it. We'll be right back and we'll talk about what you help people do with our guest, Christina Lopez McLaughlin. And in a little bit, we're going to have live music here in the studio with our guest, Samuel J., all on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Christina Lopez McLaughlin, and I'm founder of the Vibe Tribe. But are we getting a vibe or not? And it is an awesome vibe, I have to say. And so the Vibe Tribe, there's so much we could talk about the Vibe Tribe, but everything we're going to talk about is kind of under that umbrella, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the Vibe Tribe I started 2 years ago as a very simple platform. I moved back to the country whose passport I hold, one of my homes, New Zealand. And I was wanting to...
You are a citizen of the world.
I am.
Whose passport I hold. Okay, go on. But you live in Hong Kong.
I live in Hong Kong. And then it's like, can you identify with everybody? Kind of that's where I'm at now. Like, we're all the same. You know, we're all walking, as Ram Dass says, we're all walking each other home. I love him, by the way. He's awesome. So where was I going with this?
Two years ago,
yeah, I started the Vibe Tribe because I wanted to find like-minded community in New Zealand. Moving around is a great thing, and it also has its challenges because you're starting community each time. Every 2 years, you're kind of, okay, who's my tribe? Who's my people? And
here, we're here.
I found you.
In L.A.?
I love it. I got the L.A. tribe going on. But with that, you have to recalibrate again with the energy of the city, with the energy of the people. And so I started going, okay, let's just create a platform so that I can create experiential, emotional events where I can bring people together and that resonate with what shifts I was personally going through, because I had to sift friendships. I had to, as the layers started coming off,
so did the friendships.
So did the friendships. So did even the dynamics within my family. You know, the things just started changing because you as you evolve, things have to drop off so that new things can appear.
And I know this is going to be pertinent to what you help companies do, but so changes what you wear, what you drive,
what you write, holistic living is something that I'm studying, and again, work in progress till I'm you know, done with this cycle of life. So
it's authentic, kind of holistic living.
Authentic, holistic living. So
thank you.
Walk your talk. Walk your talk. So that's something I check in again every day. Like I say, I wake up, and what do I check in with? The vote of my dollar. If I'm saying that, you know, I'm doing sustainable practices, how deep does that go? From everything I buy, you know, like what is my toothpaste made out of? What tube is it in? Am I bringing my own bags to the grocery? What perfume as a woman, what makeup are we wearing? What chemicals are we putting on our skin?
Yeah.
What vibration am I putting out with how I talk to people?
Wow, yes.
You know, just like...
Or how I talk to myself.
Yeah, because also, I don't know if you've seen that documentary, Water... We're 70 to 80% water. How we talk to ourselves, what that does to our cellular structure is massive. So I try and be really conscious of the holistic aspect of being in this body and what I vibe out, hence the Vibe Tribe, the name of the Vibe Tribe.
Oh, I get it.
You get it now? So, are you putting the puzzle pieces together? Gosh, that took like how long?
It is a puzzle, though. I don't know how you keep it all straight, but there's a lot going on. For example, on our website, we posted Warrior 5 of Light, or Warriors of Light.
Warriors of Light. Yeah. The 5 is the S,
I didn't get that.
That's thanks to the gentleman I'm collaborating with. He has a he's big on number 5 numerology, so he's like, let's make the S5.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. So you get to say that. You get to put that one thing in to the whole brand.
That was it.
Oh, but everything else.
That was it.
You get to put 1-5. Okay. Yeah, so there's Warriors of Light, Carry On. And then there's the Conscious Cinema. There's kind of consulting for several sustainable businesses from Hong Kong. There's a Scandinavian-based business that I'm now helping with. We recently went to Vietnam. So I feel very blessed and fortunate to know people around this beautiful world of ours that want to consciously collaborate, which is one of my tags.
Nice. Now you're multi-layered and you get involved on so many levels, and I love the idea of when you help companies or when you help put on an event that you're looking at all the layers, and with just a couple of the things that you said to me I hadn't even thought of. So could you give us an example? Like, you went all the way down to the spoons.
Yeah, so for example, Conscious Cinema, which is one of the offshoots of the Vibe Tribe, I launched it in New Zealand, and then I had the courage to step out of my own way and do it in Hong Kong, fully grassroots. It was just me. I was the everything. And then
you were
I
the
had,
tribe, huh?
I was the tribe, but then okay. I did have tribe come on. So, for example, Samuel J came and played in Hong Kong. I met him in Bali, and it's like, let's collaborate. And we got him to another country to perform for part of this. And the theme of that Conscious Cinema was to showcase Cowspiracy and agricultural farming. So it went to the point of which brands was I going to seek out and invest time in. I had food there, but the food was zero waste. It was plant-based. Everything was made out of vegetable plastic. Everything was recycled. So really, again, going back to walking the talk, like holistic, like if you're going to put an event on, go to the very depths, dig deep, and honor what you want to showcase, you know, through even burning incense, through having a meditation and a prayer, through blessing the food, through to, for example, the music that's being played. Why is that song? And, you know, Sea Shepherd was there. And there was just many layers that over time, those layers that were put around everyone that was there will peel off. And there might be, if that's the only thing that I can achieve, for lack of a better word, because I can plant, is for people to have that little moment of like, oh, I remember going to that place and there was a fork made out of vegetable plastic. Mm. Why is that? Oh, because the Vibe Tribe was trying to talk about sustainability and this. So just all the little details. I'm super detail-oriented that way.
Yeah, and for the good. And so to have people actually walk away with something as simple as that as the fork and say, I could actually eat with this. Like, I just assumed it would taste like corn, or I just assumed it would fall apart or something. There are all kinds of things that people don't know.
Yeah.
And so to say, oh, this actually works.
Yep, and it makes makes a difference. It's all part of like being that change, you know. So every choice we have with everything has a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my main mission with the Vibe Tribe, is to be able to have that ripple effect. And again, sorry to be cheesy, but it's all about vibrational. We're all energy. So if I can, again, just drop that little pebble and let it ripple out and vibrate in any way, that's the legacy I want to leave. That's kind of, yeah, I want to be remembered for she tried to do that.
She did it.
She's doing it.
Yeah. Bring more
Let's
pebbles.
Talk about now. Let's bring more pebbles. Bring more boulders. Let's throw a boulder in there.
Yeah. The Vibe Tribe. So that also explains the NZ. So we've got the website is the Vibe Tribe, just like it sounds, .co.nz. And like Nancy Z, like zero, right?
Yeah.
So that's the New Zealand part.
That's New Zealand.
Like the passport shield.
Like the passport. Yeah. I'm going to get like it from these guys. Okay. Like one of the homes I'm in. Yeah. I tried .com. It was taken. So
the Vibe Tribe?
Yeah, the vibetribe.com is taken. There's a few. I didn't even research. I was maybe not a good business practice, but I was like, I'm just going to come up with this name.
You're vibing it, yeah.
And then I started looking. I was like, oh, my God, there's another company called the Vibe Tribe. And then there's that thought process of the mind going, well, I shouldn't call my company that name because of this X, Y, Z, and that
I think there's
that.
A band, Vibe Tribe.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
We should get them on. What kind of music do they sing?
You know what? I don't know. During a break, we'll check them out. But we got great music here today,
We do. And I'm a fan.
Yes, we all are, actually. We're there are a lot of fans for Samuel J.
Yeah.
And if people call you and say, they can say anything from, I'm a small business that wants to do the right thing.
Yep. I'm a big business that heard the show and would love to see how we can implement sustainable and ethical business practices. I'm a housewife and I'm not really feeling aligned right now. What can I do for self holistically? So there's kind of that kind of coaching that I go into as well. I'm a brand. How can I plan authentic social media marketing calendar? I'm a festival, and I want to look at being more sustainable, zero waste. There's just, I love variety.
It goes on and on. It's the whole ecosystem.
I love it.
Okay, so why am I seeing a book like Vibe Your Life or something that where you help us, you know, because we don't, how many people think of all that stuff? Look, in just a couple seconds, you mentioned the stuff you put on your face, the things you think about. You know, I'm serious. I mean, the fork you eat with.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'll just put that as number 88 on the project list.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. That's you've planted a seed, so.
I just feel like you can bring it on.
That would be cool, actually.
Yeah, because you know what? I have a sense that people listen to you. I have a sense that people, like in the corporate world, I think there's a lot of argument against certain things, but you can handle it. Am I right?
My skin is thick and my heart is strong, and I don't take things personally because it's not about me. Everything's always a reflection of self, right?
So you kind of know this is the right thing. So I'm going to say it again. You might really want to consider, or however you do it. I mean, I just
any publishers listening right now. Anyone want to publish a book with me?
She's on the book again.
I was still on the book.
It moved up to 68 just in like 3 minutes.
What were you on? What vibe were you on?
I'm like when you're talking to corporations that are like, you know, that are resisting certain things that you want to bring to the table.
Whether it's like anything, you know, hopefully again, part of the mission is if I can create awareness and people will listen and hold that space, that's great.
Whether you'll give the corporation your book for starters.
Yeah.
So it all,
it's now number 48.
And you can get the book at thevibetribe.co.nz.
In 2020. Give me a few years.
Okay.
Let's make that a goal. But yeah, I mean, again, you can create the space to share your voice, and then what they do with that is up to them. But the opportunity to have space to be held with you know, what I have to say, great. But some people might be like, nah, what are you talking about?
But they heard it.
But
and you put it out there.
And I try my best to speak my truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So, well, speaking of speaking truth, when we come back a couple weeks ago, you were in at the UN for something very special. And I just want to touch on that because that sounded very special, too, just to give a flavor for who Christina Lopez McLaughlin is and what she's up to at the Vite Tribe. .co.nz. And when we come back after that, we're going to have Samuel J. live in the studio here at Studio NoHo. An exciting show. Thank you guys so much. The Life Changes show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, "When the student is ready, the teacher appears." Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark. And of course, in the studio, we have Christina Lopez.
Lopez. I just added another letter.
Well, the L is supposed to go on McLaughlin. Christina Lopez McLaughlin. And Christina, we just have a couple of minutes, but two things. The first thing is, if somebody would have said to you 5, 6, 10 years ago that you're going to be a global citizen, a Mother Nature lover, and a conduit for awesome vibes, what would you have said?
The global citizen, I would have probably said, already.
Right.
Mother Nature lover. I probably didn't know.
What does that mean?
What does it mean, right? I don't know. I came up with that for myself. What does it mean? And I was just at the cusp of really delving into nature and the healing aspects of her beauty, his or her beauty, and awesome vibes. Yeah, I've been told that since I was little.
Oh, really?
No, they were like, "You have awesome vibes, but you have there's a presence."
Oh, nice.
There's a presence.
Oh, I get that.
So I don't know. I've never been as reflective.
I could see that. I have some great poupon?
Can feel that.
Some what?
Some great poupon.
I have no idea what he's saying right now. Well, I don't know what great
poupon. It's a mustard.
Oh,
okay,
it's
never
a
mind.
Mustard.
Never mind.
Dijon. Just say
yes,
Dijon.
Yes, just Dijon. Exactly.
Hot English mustard.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Let's
so
talk about the oceans.
Let's talk about the oceans.
Can we talk about the
oceans
briefly?
So, what were you doing at the United Nations?
So, a friend of mine who's based in Hong Kong, Craig Leeson, is the director of Plastic Oceans, and it's kind of going, lack for a better word, viral around the world. And we hadn't connected for about a month and a half. He reports for Al Jazeera, and he was in North Korea. And I said, so what are you up to the next few weeks? And he goes, oh, I'm going to be going to New York, potentially to be at the UN Ocean Summit Conference. And in my cheeky sense of humor, I said to him, well, do you need a coffee girl in New York? You know? And he said, well, actually, I do. And so I connected the dots somehow, and he has supported in me going there, and I supported the Plastic Oceans crew with a short film version. It was 23 minutes because their mission is to get the education into schools. So now this 23-minute shorter film, I might have that wrong, sorry, this short version of the film will now be translated into different languages.
Wow.
And yeah, they're now on to the second film, which is about presenting solutions to the issues that they showcase in the first film about specifically plastics in our oceans. And then I have the honor of attending the Sea Shepherd event as well in Beverly Hills on Saturday for their gala dinner.
While you're here. Wow.
While I'm here.
Do you need a coffee boy for that?
Possibly. Possibly.
Okay. I love what you're about. I love what you're doing. And I love the fact that we're now connected. We're all now connected.
This is the tribe.
Yeah, the tribe grows.
It's global. We are all together. Don't forget that.
From that place you're from.
Yeah.
Earth.
Earth.
Amen. So thank you for bringing it in. Thank you for vibing with us in the studio here. So again, thevibetribe.co.nz, Christina Lopez McLaughlin. What a pleasure. And now one of our favorite moments of the show, the Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue. Mark?
Dorothy, Donna from Austin, Texas asks, Dorothy, I don't understand why my mother is so mean and so unhappy. She says terrible things to me all of the time and accuses me of doing horrible acts that I've not done. It has been this way all of my life. I can't take it anymore, and I don't want to communicate with her again because I go into deep depression after speaking with her. What can I do to change this?
Donna, you cannot change your mother or anyone else you have personal challenges with. The only person we can ever change is ourselves. As to why your mother behaves this way, you may never know the true reason. However, you can choose to know right now that her behavior is not because of you. After years of being a healer and having lived through a similar situation, I've learned that very few people really know one another. There was a time when my mother said something awful to me, and I was guided to ask her about her first childhood memory. What she shared with me was extremely traumatizing, and I could easily see why she had shut her heart down at a very early age. And even though I now could see why she was the way she was, I couldn't change her. So the next time she called and told me how bad I was, I got hysterical and cried myself to sleep. However, when I awoke, I thanked Source for helping me put an end to this misery. And as I meditated on the issue, I heard these words, "Choose to love yourself too much to continue this drama." I thought about what this would look like and how it would feel to love me enough to not endure any more pain because of my mother not loving me the way I deserve to be loved. So I decided to love me, and I called my mother and told her that I loved her very much, and yet I loved me more, and I was unwilling to ever have another conversation with her that was not respectful to me. Then a miracle happened. She said, "I love you too," and never again did she speak to me in a nasty way. Unfortunately, humans are taught to love everyone except for themselves. I ask you to consider loving you enough to accept that your mother is exactly who she is, and you do not have to participate in any more conversations with her that are uncomfortable. I can't promise you that your relationship with her will change, but your relationship with yourself will certainly change for the better if you choose to love you more.
Well, that was a head nod moment. Thank you so much, Dorothy Donahue, for that. And if you have a question for Dorothy, simply write Dorothy at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. That's askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. We'll be right back with our musical guest, Samuel J., right after this on The Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Christina Lopez McLaughlin. And joining us in the studio is, well, he is so much. Let's just say singer, songwriter, healer, conservationist. We could actually also say composer, producer. We could say a lot. Here are some just a couple highlights of his career so far. He has was selected to perform for His Holiness the Dalai Lama as part of the Dalai Lama's 70th birthday celebration. And he performed at the Olympics and Paralympic Games in London. I'm going to stop there.
Do you want to do that over?
No, I think it's perfect.
That was perfect.
And so with that, and there's so much more I could say, but obviously I can't. Here is our musical guest, Samuel J.
Greetings. Epic to be here on the program with you all.
So glad you're here.
Yeah.
You are epic. And, you know, this crowd actually would know what I was going to say is you've worked on stage with Ben Harper, I can't say it, Michael Franti and Jack Johnson.
You got them all flustered, Sam.
I think it's you. I'm just like, I'm all flustered. I'm so happy to have you here. You know, actually, truthfully, I've known about you for years, and you've just been so busy traveling around doing your thing, and how great to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you. If it helps at all, the name thing is actually, I've realized recently, is called Spoonerisms, like when you can't quite grasp someone's name. Like if you were going to say Ray Charles and you end up saying like May Rawls. just for information, it's called Spoonerisms.
Spoonerisms.
But, hey, you're not alone. We're all on the same page.
Well, thank you for sharing. Okay. So obviously, you know, you've got a couple records out. So can we talk about the Brazil one?
Sure.
The Brazil Life Project. Okay.
Yeah, I went to Brazil when I was 19 years old, and I had a fascination with Brazil from, you know, infancy, really. My mom,
actually. Really?
Yeah, she, my mom, who's an artist, and, you know, really inspired all of us kids, you know, to follow our passions from a young age, you know. She kind of had this, like, this painting on my wall of what I, you know, we both imagined like kind of the Amazon in Brazil to look.
Wow.
Look like, yeah, I just had this early obsession. I think it came from more of just being really intrigued by the nature, you know, and the tropical kind of elements of the country. But yeah, 19, I went there and things just really aligned, you know, there was a natural affinity, you know, with my music and also kind of with some, you know, the people there, and I met some surfers traveling when I was in Asia and they invited me to go. So it was a beautiful chapter of my life. And chapters of my life, and that led to being in the country for about 6 or 7 years. And yeah, and
wow.
finished with this project, or finished, or, you know, came to a point where, yeah, I had a team that I was working with my music, and we did lots of collaborations with some of the great talents in Brazil, and we used the funds that we created from that album and the momentum to build a school in a favela in Rocinha, which we called the Union School. And
wow.
it's up and running, but needs constant attention. And, you know, that's what's inspiring me to become recognized and more established as an artist, to, you know, implement positive change with projects like that, you know.
Right. And so it's an award-winning international album. It's called Brazil Live Project.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
And that's available all over the place. And
yeah, it is. It's on all the... It is on the digital distribution channels. Yeah. Yeah, it is, but it's also like, yeah, you can just grab it off the internet. And, you know, I think the intention there is for people to kind of, you know, look into the power we each have to, you know, influence those things that are happening around the world with mm-hmm. child exploitation. And, you know, like it all seems a bit distant sometimes, but of
yeah.
course, you know, right in our doorstep, if I may, you know, I've so many brilliant projects starting, you know, to bring value to, you know, the importance of education throughout the world. And, you know, right here, I've just been asked to join the Teen Project. And that is a beautiful project of very talented, unseen, unheard, unheld young women that have been, you know, dealt some really difficult cards, you know, from a young age. Could have been any of us, you know. they're recovering from their addictions. And yeah, just is a pleasure to bring all these creative ideas, you know. And I just read like one line recently from a poem that they had, you know. And that they give me
that one of them wrote? Or?
Yeah, and then we'll just, you know, put some music to those lyrics. And yeah, this one girl said, you know, I'm learning to live in my skin. And I just thought that was really beautiful, you know.
Wow.
So then we came up with, I don't know if I'm allowed to sing, but we came up with like a melody surrounding that, just to give you an idea of how music fits in, everyone, with all these, you know, all these platforms, man. You know, it's just a...
Yes, and you said it so well in a video we posted on the page on our website where we have you, Samuel J, and it's about the Brazil Life Project, but you mentioned some of these aspects that are not just happening in Brazil, but they are happening right in our back door. So
they're representative of a greater tree, right? Like
right.
there are just all these branches, but you can't like kind of grab all the branches or at one time. It's just like they will come back to the same roots, which is, you know,
right.
responsibility.
Wow. And the other thing, as I'm so glad that you're here, is also because you are recording right now. So you just like from the studio here and you're recording a new album. Mm. And can we say what that album's going to be called?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Into the Light.
Into the Light.
Yeah. It's a long time coming. If you're a member of my family, they'll all be like holding their two hands together going, come on, please. It's not like I had this idea last month. It's been, you know, and that's not from lack of discipline and focus on actually working on the material. It's just been, there's been this wonderful flow of opportunities that have come up to work with conservation platforms with my music and just stuff I didn't want to turn down, including, you know, like a few campaigns that I went and did with Sea Shepherd, but talk about that in a minute. So the album is inspired by you, you know, is inspired by everyone that I've met and the conversations of our time, you know, and what's really important to me is important to you.
You know?
Essentially, you know, like coming really back to that kind of like conscious collective space where, you know, we need clean water, the air, and we all go through very similar, you know, notions in life through the human experience, you know, with our hearts, you know. And really talking to those concepts that everyone can relate to. I hope that is my objective too.
Well, through your music, I believe that is possible. So
Is what you're going to share with us today something that's going to be on the new album?
Sure, yeah, it is actually. Come to think of it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. is the first one that?
Yeah, River. And River. Also, okay. Yeah, River is again something we're all, you know, faced with in life, which is learning to accept and let go of those things we can change, you know. Mm. And going with the flow, as the old saying goes, but it looks into, you know, when we step out to cross the river alone, i.e. when we step out to achieve something that we really believe in, you know, life will be sure to place a stone. And really that's my belief from my experience, you know, because every time that I've not known how I'm going to land, like Bali recently was a little bit like that. You know, we like to have everything as planned as we can, but right, like so. And but if you believe in something enough and you really feel it's in your truth to accomplish that, it's amazing all the things that come in, you know, to actually help you get there that you haven't got pre-planned. So that's what River is about.
Wow. Well, awesome. I can't wait to hear it. I just listening to his voice, you know, you just sit here and go, yeah
just keep talking.
All right. Well,
I can send people to sleep like that too. Welcome to the hypnosis program.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, here is Samuel J. In the studio here at Studio NoHo performing River from his upcoming album Into the Light on the Life Changers Show.
Life path that you choose. Got nothing to prove, or there's nothing to lose. Placed in life with nothing to know, there will be no inspiration and nowhere to grow. Oh. Struggles, they define us, they help now to guide us. Yeah. I win or lose, now I lose to gain. It's really our choice at the end of the day. Say, may have roamed in the great jet planes, or dined up high in cityscape fame. Just gives you now responsibility, yeah. Not just for you now and not just for me, but for all kind, all humanity, yeah. For we each have our light beam, yeah. To guide now, like the river. Oh, say, stay open, yeah. The river runs open, yeah. Oh, oh.
Samuel J. Wow, you're the real thing. Good on you. Good on you. Samuel J. So you could learn more about his music at his website, samueljmusic.com. But of course, again, samueljmusic.com. You're on Facebook as Samuel J.
Tellum, which is my surname, my family name. But yeah, Samuel J. Music is my go-to for the social media stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I always loved to hear from everyone, and like, you know, we really just create it all together. That's my philosophy. When I'm playing a show, you know, let's just, or to flip that into like a conversation. Like right now you're listening to me so well, you know? So then I can share.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to share. You know?
Well, what I want to hear, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked, because when you said you took time for some campaigns, I'm assuming you're talking about the Dalai Lama, Ocean Care, Greenpeace, and Sea Shepherd. So I just wanted to give people a taste of that. But I did want to talk about Sea Shepherd.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
fantastic. Amazing. Being like my hero since I was 12, you know. Sea Shepherd, I mean, to do all the exact detailed history on it, it's best to go on the website, and I can't remember the exact years they started, but it's been running for about 25 years, I believe. And Sea Shepherd is the greatest conservation society right now in direct action for protecting those animals that are at most high risk from extinction and exploitation. And you know, it's amazing how everything's so connected, right? Like the ocean really reminds us of where that circle is, you know? So by that,
it shouldn't be amazing, but we're amazed because we have not been focused on that.
Sure. But like the very oxygen we're breathing in this room,
right,
you know, is connected with the ocean and, you know, the planktons. And I've been, yes, the highlight of my experiences so far with Sea Shepherd have been I sailed on the Martin Sheen from Canada all the way down to Los Angeles last year.
Fantastic.
So we went on a campaign, and I mean, I was learning so much. I was, you know, with this brilliant crew of people that are just, it's phenomenal. People are like, wow, you went away for a few weeks, but like there are people that have been, you know, 15 years or 40 years of their life, you know, to, you know, this cause, which of course is a lot of research. You know, the oceans are vastly unexplored, and we're beginning to understand how industry and, you know, pollution is influencing these huge, you know, populations. And one of the things that really opened my eyes was just how connected it all is, you know. So, you know, I always, at one point, even I was convinced by the media of like eating something like, you know, like salmon, you know, would be a healthy choice, right? You know, and it's seen and packaged that way. And, you know, you really need to research where the fish comes from, because most people, if they could tick a box of like, would you like to destroy habitat and, you know, the environment by purchasing this, would not, you know, choose to do that, which I like to think, you know. And obviously with farming, you know, It's really unsustainable, and farming fish has ruined a lot of the West Coast BC populations of native fish, which come in and feed off these pens, which have like 800,000 fish in them, and are contaminated with all these parasites. And you know, this has a massive circle effect into the whole, you know, ecosystem of the predators. And you know, so it's Sea Shepherd work on many, many different layers. People see them as like the kind of in your face activists that go out and like, you know, shoot flares at the Japanese, you know, whaling boats to deter them from harpooning. But, you know, they're getting so much support because it's a reflection of what's happening right now in this time where people becoming more aware and caring about.
It's certainly time. I'm learning so much on this show. You know, I know somebody who's writing a book about stuff that I think you could add to this book. Mm. I'll introduce you to Christina Lopez McLaughlin and see if maybe you could add to the book that she's writing, which went from 88 to, where is it now, Christina?
48.
By the end of this 50%. Next song. By the end of this next song, I bet you got some great songs that came out of that experience. But what are we going to hear next?
Oh, I think I'm going to play a song called Forgive.
Forgive. Now, is this something from, which project is this from?
This is going to be on Into the Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've been talking a lot about the campaigns, and this is just... we all need to learn how to forgive in life because we can't carry those things that don't serve us. You
know, so. This is a special treat. We've got Samuel J. here in the studio, here live on the Life Changes show at Studio NoHo, performing from his upcoming album, Into the Light, his song, Forgive.
Thank you.
I'm not giving up on love. appear. I'm not giving up on her, giving up on
Samuel J. Samuel J.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Go to samueljmusic.com. Written there, you'll find May Music Light the Way, Music for the Soul. I think there should be a third. It says The Real Deal. What a pleasure having you here and you sharing
so
in the way that you have. Also, you could find him on Facebook and all social media as Samuel J. You can join the tens of thousands of people that are already big fans, or hundreds of thousands, or more than that. So with that, once more, thank you, Samuel J., for being on the show with us.
And yeah, thank you so much, each of you. And Christina, you're amazing. Contributions today. It's beautiful to hear you guys all vibing out.
Yes, indeed. And a big, big thank you to Christina Lopez McLaughlin of the Vibe Tribe. Thank you so much for being here and being such a great guest.
Thank you for having me.
I love you. All right. So with that, I want to say thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo. We all do, actually, our technical director, for making us sound so good here on the Life Changes
Show.
Thank you, Brent. And to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Leger, and myself, your host, Filippo Voltaggio, we're here to say, as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.